This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. We are broadcasting from the Rife Center in Grand Rapids, Minnesota. I'm Aaron Brown. Tonight we've been hearing music from Thomas X, and he joins me here on stage, Thomas X from Red Lake, doing hip-hop music. Not a normal genre for this show, but I think he's doing a great job. And so, yeah. In a lot of ways, he brings new music, new sound, and new ideas to people who haven't heard them before. And so, Thomas, what inspires you to do the music you do?
Just my everyday life. I try to use my platform as a hip-hop artist to bring awareness to Ojibwe culture and history and the modern-day lifestyle of the reservation. So being a resident of northern Minnesota, I try to, I guess, bridge the gap between natives and non-natives to create some common ground of understanding of the culture on both sides. So, I like to always have fun with what I do with my art form. But yes, over time, I've found myself being a person who could kind of create a connection with the Ojibwe culture for the northern Minnesota community.
What I really like about your music is that you're positive, but you're still cool. I hope that comes across well. That's hard to do. What's that like to be an artist who is producing real material, but also uplifting material as well? What's that like?
As a teenager, I started writing poetry, and then I've always been a fan of rap music, and always been immersed into the hip-hop culture. So hip-hop culture is all about empowering your community. And growing up around the people I did in Red Lake, I had spiritual advisors like Larry Stilday and my father, Thomas Barrett Sr., who always just kind of set the example for to embetter yourself and then bring more positive light to your community. So I think just living that lifestyle as a young person, it kind of reflected in my music over time.
And you are a poet, and actually that's what we're going to hear from you next. And it's a really great poem that you do. Do you do it on out in your musical events too, or is this for special occasions? Or
yeah, I mean, I do a lot of different types of events. You know, I from one spectrum is like I do your rap show, and then I'm out in the community for the gatherings, and here I am a part of something like the Great Northern Radio Show, and I just want to say it's an honor to be a part of this. I always like to clash the music genres like this. All the musicians here are doing a great job. So the poem is called The Seven Teachings. And it's the seven grandfather teachings of Ojibwe culture. But no matter where I go, I like to do it because I like to see it as just human culture. It's life culture. It's not just Ojibwe culture. So I like to give these words no matter where I go.
Before you do, I almost forgot, you've got an event coming up this summer.
Yes. So Saturday, August 10th in Red Lake, it'll be our fifth annual Motherland Block Party, which is an all-day event. Me and my business partner, Baby Shell, have been doing, this will be our fifth year, and it's a community event that involves skateboard competitions, basketball tournament, moccasin game competition, hand drum singing, all types of youth activities, and we cap it off with a hip-hop concert, which last year we sold out a 1,200-person venue, so we're really excited about it. So that's Saturday, August 10th in Red Lake.
All right. Here's